flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Ah, let's do this. I'm excited. I'm literally excited because all of the talk for the last few weeks, Randy, it's about to come to an end.
Woo.
Partially because next Thursday is almost here, but also because you and I have put our heads together. We have figured this out. It is over. We have got, forget all the crap you've been listening to. Even if it's us, forget it. Forget it. We are on the same page.
We kind of came to this decision separately.
Well,
kind of.
Except for, I feel like it came full circle because my very, very dear friend, John Bloom, who is the voice of the Phoenix Suns, is going to be in this studio in 15 minutes.
Looking forward to it.
He and I just had a high-powered lunch together.
No wonder you're in such a good mood.
Very good mood. And we noshed through everything that's going on behind the scenes with the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors.
Oh.
And I ate a burger, and he had a tuna melt, and he did the responsible thing and took half of his home. I did the irresponsible
thing. You ate it all.
I ate the whole thing, and then I came over to 95.7 The Game and had a bagel topper. Okay? That's how we roll today. So anyway, I bring that up because he is going to walk in here, and the last time you and I spoke to him, which was at Levi's Stadium, getting ready for the 49ers and Lions to play football against one another.
Yep.
We spoke about a specific player, John has a bunch of knowledge about, and we loved it then, and we've always loved it, but we kind of put it to the back burner, and it comes back to the front burner today. We are absolutely zeroed in on one specific player. So, Mark Grandy, I want to let you not only unveil who this is, but sort of like the other thing that that you laid out today as to why this player means that this season is far from over.
Yeah, I kind of had a turning point in how I'm thinking about the Warriors last night when I was sitting down and trying to figure out what the Warriors should do. And if you've been listening this week, you know that I have very, very, very heavily been on the, you got to make a move. You got to get more talent in here. This team desperately needs an injection of scoring ability. And I've been infatuated with this player ever since trade talks began. Like, you go all the way back to early December, honestly, I think, when I first brought this player up. But I kind of put him to the back burner because then big names kept coming up, like Jimmy Butler and more recently Zach LaVine. And there was drama about maybe Zion and all these other players. But I have come back full circle, as you said, back to the Brooklyn Nets and back to Cam freaking Johnson. I think he is a dream fit for the Warriors. And what changed for me wasn't a change in how I feel about Cam Johnson. I have always felt he's a perfect fit for the Warriors. He's 6'8". He's a month away from being 29 years old. He's under team control for 2.5 more years at a very reasonable number. You can acquire him without trading away Jonathan Kuminga. I think you can also do it without trading away. You definitely can do it without trading away Andrew Wiggins.
You have to. He makes less than Andrew Wiggins.
Less than Andrew Wiggins. So I think it checks a lot of boxes there. But what kind of clicked for me last night, and I don't know why it was last night, maybe it's just a delayed reaction to what I saw them do against Oklahoma City. This isn't me saying I think what they did against OKC is repeatable. It is not. If you're counting on Pajemski to hit a step back deep two at the end of the shot clock with a hand in his face and Kyle Anderson hitting a fadeaway as the shot clock expires, you're not going to win many basketball games if you have to rely on that. This Warrior team, though, I believe they have a number of really quality pieces. They have pieces that can go together and fit in a larger picture of being a quality, really competitive basketball team in a tough Western Conference. But they're missing one piece. It just happens to be a really, 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 really big and important piece. You acquire Cam Johnson without trading away Wiggins and without trading away Jonathan Kuminga. If it costs you a first-round pick, so be it. If it costs you two first-round picks, I'm still probably doing it. Cam Johnson would immediately fit into this Golden State Warrior rotation, be their number two scorer, can give you 20 points a night. He's averaging 19.4, shooting 42% from downtown, nearly 50% from the field. He's also a good perimeter defender. He can score off of the dribble. He can move without the ball. He can catch and shoot. He can shoot off the dribble. He can do it all, and he's reasonably priced. But the Warriors' issue isn't that they don't have good players. They are asking their players to do more than they're capable of. They're asking Wiggins right now to be their number two. He's not a number two. He's an ideal number three. Cam Johnson allows Wiggins to slide back down to number three. That would then make Jonathan Kuminga your number four scorer, and then Schroeder your number five scorer, and then Buddy Hield and Brandon Pajemski and Moses Moody and everybody else can slide in after that. The Warriors' issue is they got some good players, but they're all asking them to do things a little bit beyond what they're capable of on a consistent basis. You slide Cam Johnson in, everyone else slides down a ring. Oh, and now you might have something now. Now if Wiggins is getting 16 points a game as your number three, Kuminga can chime in with 15 every single night as your number four, and you've still got the backbone of a solid defensive team. I really think this is the move that unlocks everything else for the Warriors, and it would make them a team that is certainly capable to get out of the play-in realm and into an actual postseason series. And if that were to happen, I would not be shocked if they were to at least win a series and be competitive in another one or two.
That's the deal. That's it right there. That's the deal. I like when I hear that, I don't even want to listen to anyone else. Why on earth are we letting a couple of articles out there, and no disrespect, because who the hell do, you know, we work for this, they work for that. But I love that we've now decided that Brett Siegel, who nobody even knows who he works for, I don't know Brett. I'm sure he's wonderful, but he wrote an article without even putting names in it. He's like, no. There's a way that you can do this. You can get Zach LaVine without giving up Wiggins or Kuminga. Well, how, Brett? Well, you know, there's other teams. And they'll get involved. Okay, well, which teams? I don't know. Okay, but how? So who would be coming back? Don't know, but they can do it. Great, you're probably right. There's a way to do it.
It is mathematically possible.
It's absurd, though. It's a terrible idea. Zach LaVine is a really good scorer of the basketball.
Well, if you could get LaVine without giving up Wiggins or Kuminga, sure, I'd be interested in doing it. But it's very, 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 very hard to believe that could ever happen.
And you still have to figure out the next 2 years where he's making almost $100 million.
Yes.
And I don't understand how that works. Nobody ever has. Nick Friedell sat in this studio 2 weeks ago and started laughing when we brought up the name Zach LaVine. This all just goes to show you, and I'm no different. I'm one of you. We get sucked in. And by the way, this isn't me sitting here telling you right now the Warriors aren't going to get Zach LaVine. I got no clue what they're about to go do. But I'm out. I'm out on any of these guys that cost $45, $55 million, Jimmy Butler headaches, Zach LaVine just around your neck contract. You just said it. That's the guy. That's the guy. And there's two takes baked into what you said. Take one is the one that a lot of you can walk away with, and it's like, oh, okay. Grandy and Willard like Cam Johnson. Sure, that's one take. But the second thing you're saying, which is maybe to me, in a long way, the more interesting take, is you still think that there is some juice in the orange this season.
I have a hard time believing that I actually feel that way, considering
Me
the experience
too.
I've had watching this team.
Considering the conversations I've had with you.
Yes. But, okay, how about this? The Golden State Warriors this year, against the six best teams in the NBA, the teams with the six best records.
Okay.
That's the Cavs, the Thunder, the Celtics, the Rockets, the Knicks, and the Grizzlies. Warriors are 7-6 against those six teams.
That's bananas.
A winning record.
Say that again.
Against the Cavs, the Thunder, the Celtics, the Rockets, the Knicks, and the Grizzlies. If you don't have the NBA standings in front of you, those are the teams with the six best records this year as of this current moment. The Warriors have a winning record versus those teams at 7-6.
That's kind of wild, isn't it?
How about even further?
Kind of wild.
The teams with the 10 best point differentials in the NBA. So, How many points are you outscoring your opponents by? It's generally a very good measure of how good a team is. Against the teams with the 10 best point differentials, the Warriors have 11 wins. Only Houston and OKC has more. Only Houston and OKC have more wins than the Warriors do against top 10 point differential teams. So the point is, the Warriors have that ability in them. It's in them. And I feel a little bit like Steve Kerr right now, saying the 12-3 start was not a mirage. I'm not saying that. The Warriors, as currently constructed, when they click and when they fire on all cylinders, they can beat anybody, any team in the NBA. They've beaten the Celtics. They've beaten OKC twice. They've beaten Houston twice. They've beaten Memphis twice. They can beat anybody in the NBA when they play as well as they do. But like we were talking about yesterday, when it all clicks together, like against OKC, it looks great and they get the win. It just, given their roster and their rotation, it's like you're hoping and praying on any given night it's going to happen. And it doesn't happen that often.
It's not consistent.
But an injection of one player, I really think, can change this whole feeling.
Chris Mannix on the Ryan Russillo podcast via The Ringer on Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson, I would guess, will ultimately get moved. I think the asking price is pretty high right now. Multiple first-round picks from what I've heard for Cam Johnson. Does that come down when the Nets, who have just no interest in being remotely good right now before February 6th, maybe?
I don't even know why they want to give him up. As you just said, he's 28 years old. He makes between, over the next couple of years, $20 to $22 million.
Yep.
That's it. Team control for two more years after this one. You're keeping Wiggins. You're keeping Jonathan Kuminga. You can get this done. All Brooklyn wants is expiring deals and picks. And so you could get this done for something along the lines of your expiring deals, which is Kevon Looney, GP2. Maybe you throw in one other player there, whether that's a Kyle Anderson or a smaller deal like a Trace Jackson Davis. And are you willing to give up one or even two first round picks? And I know that for many of you, that's where you leave the station. I stay. And I think so do you.
Yep.
I would do that because at least one of those picks is going to be way into the future and it is replenishable, especially if you have a player like Cam Johnson in his 20s who's not making that much money. Jonathan Kuminga, in theory, you'll still have him for $25, $30, I don't know, $1 million. Once you sign that extension, you will have assets where you can replenish picks if things go sideways. But that deal, and I already see people asking, wait a minute, Wiggins and Cam Johnson play the same position. Cam Johnson is a complete Swiss Army knife on the wing. 2, 3, 4, all good. Moses Moody said last week the difference between 2 and 4 in the NBA right now is essentially nothing. Wiggins is your 2. Johnson can be your 3. Kuminga can be your 4. Draymond's your 5. To go with Steph, there's your starting or closing lineup. And then you're sprinkling in all of the other pieces from Dennis Schroeder as the backup point guard, or Quentin Post when you want to stretch 5, or whatever. Buddy Hield when you need a knockdown 3. All of that is still there. That's a team to me that can play. And I am doing that deal today.
Also, I would not be surprised if the Nets' expected asking price is 2 second-round picks or 2 first-round picks. They settle for 1.
They might settle for 1.
Because they get introduced to the world of the new CBA, and they realize other teams are going to call their bluff and say, you want expiring contracts? We're giving you that. We'll give you just 1 first-round pick.
Okay, so with all this going on, the Suns do feel a little bit like the linchpin because of the Butler stuff, the Bradley Beal stuff. There's even people saying, hey, maybe the Suns now go the other way. Are they willing to deal Kevin Durant? I'm not kidding. This is being talked about, and they're in town, and their voice is going to be in this room coming up in just a moment. Knockout tournament, another space to join us on the Chase Center Court is given away today in the 4 o'clock hour. That's when we'll give you the keyword. That's all you need to know right now. 4 o'clock, keyword. Okay, but we're going to talk all of this out, take your calls. Do you still see a path to something productive this year? Is there juice in the orange this year? 888-957-9570. We take your calls. The voice of the Suns, John Bloom, joins us next. Grandy's in for Dibs on Willard and Dibs.